New Jersey Governor Chris Christie avoided journalists at a meeting of the National Governors Association in Washington over the weekend as questions about ethical conflicts by his handpicked Port Authority Chair David Sampson continue to mount. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein first broke the news of Sampson's soaring business interests while also heading the Port Authority, and she joins us now. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Satirius.
So remind us, who is David Sampson and what's his connection to Bridgegate?
So David Sampson is the most powerful man in New Jersey that you've never heard of. He has three important roles. He's a very close confidant and a fundraiser for Governor Christie. He's a successful lawyer who's worked with both Republicans and Democrats. And he is Governor Christie's choice to head the Port Authority. The reason that we're paying attention to him is because his name came up in the Bridgegate emails in two ways. One is that there was a suggestion that he met with the governor in the weeks prior to the lane closures. And the other was an email saying that he was retaliating against the New York side of the Port Authority for blowing the whistle on the lane closure. So he had our attention. Governor Christie, after those emails came out, very strongly defended David Sampson, who he calls the general because Sampson had been attorney general in New Jersey. But then after that, a number of things came out. First of all, many, many people who are familiar with the Port Authority have told me that Sampson was a very active Port Authority chief, that he was frequently meeting with the staff, including Wildstein and Baroni, the two major figures in Bridgegate, and that he was very involved in the day-to-day deals. Also, what's come out is that he has had a number of cases where his personal business seems to conflict with his official actions as the head of the Port Authority.
So what emerged over the weekend that's new?
Well, there were two new things. There's a number of things that we already knew. For example, that he voted to fund a PATH station in New Jersey when his clients owned land nearby, that he pushed a deal to take over the Atlantic City Airport when his private law firm was working for the airport. The Star-Ledger reported over the weekend that he had given a number of contracts, he had voted for a number of contracts while Port Authority chief, while also working in his private capacity for the owner of the company that got the contracts. So there's a lot of new information that is coming out, and these questions are just mounting and mounting. And ethical watchdogs have said, look, it's fine for him to be a successful lawyer, but what he shouldn't be doing is somehow using his official position in the way that a private citizen could not do.
Okay, so I understand that Governor Christie was asked over the weekend whether Sampson should resign.
Yeah, so he was at the National Governors Association conference in Washington, and he didn't hold a press conference. He uncharacteristically didn't do any national television Sunday talk shows, which he used to do a lot. And it's not unusual for a governor or a president to not answer shouted questions, but Governor Christie hasn't held a press conference since January 9th, and so he hasn't answered any of these mounting questions about Sampson, including on Friday, the Star-Ledger, which is New Jersey's largest newspaper, called on Sampson to resign. So he was asked, should Sampson resign, and he just ignored the question.
Andrea, what's next in all this?
Well, eventually, Governor Christie will hold a press conference, and he will have to answer these questions. But meanwhile, the wheels of all these investigations are grinding forward. I mean, we've been looking at Sampson's potential conflicts. A number of reporters have. Other suggestions have emerged that I'm sure many journalists will be following up. There's also the New Jersey investigation in which the New Jersey's Senate and Assembly have subpoenas out. Some of them have come in. We'll be seeing new documents. There's a court date early in March with two of Christie's top aides who don't want to turn over their documents. Christie is conducting his own internal review. And then, of course, there's the U.S. attorney is in the middle of investigation. So there's a lot more to come.
Thanks so much, Andrea.
Thank you.
WNYC's Andrea Bernstein. You can follow Andrea's ongoing coverage on air and on our website at WNYC.org. This is Morning Edition on WNYC.